You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Let's talk about the first place Seattle Mariners. That's right, you heard that right, first place. In a division that is very winnable and by any number of teams. So this should be an interesting season. I am Allison Footer here with Greg Johns, who is standing here with me in Houston. He has been traveling a very, very long way and a long time to get here. So, Greg, welcome.
Hey, good to be here.
So let's talk about what's been going well for the Mariners. We talked a lot at spring training, just what things kind of looked good, and a lot of that is kind of coming to fruition, especially the pitching.
Pitching has been outstanding, Allison. The bullpen, a real breakthrough, and that was kind of the big question mark, is what they'd get out of that bullpen. All new mix, and despite a lot of injuries in the bullpen, so one area that's been hit pretty hard, that group has held up, and about a 1.5 ERA through the first month, and that's about as much as you can expect. Steve Cishek has been outstanding as the closer, 8-for-8, I think, in saves so far. And a couple guys have stepped up. Nick Vincent, a guy they picked up right before the start of the season, has filled a big role, and they've needed that because Joaquin Benoit out with a sore shoulder, and now Tony Zick down, going to be gone for more than a month now, it looks like, with the shoulder. And so they're starting to take some hits there, but they've held up so far, so that'll be a key for them going forward. But, yeah, that group, their rotation was solid coming in, and they've certainly held up. Taijuan Walker's been outstanding. And Wade Miley's come on here. The last couple starts have been very good. Nathan Carr's been good. Iwakuma kind of got his first win the other day, and Felix is Felix here. So rotation pretty good, and you get that bullpen behind him. That's a good combination.
Yeah. So when it comes to obviously being a contending team, Felix was not going to be able to carry this whole thing, and you really need like two studs at the top, and then your third guy to be someone who could probably be a one or two for like a bad team, like a non-contending team. That's like always like my barometer for if a rotation is really good.
Sure.
And so the Mariners. I mean, when we talked about this a little last week, just when you compare the Mariners' rotation to the rest of the rotations just in the division. I mean, you have Rangers are good. They're very, very solid, but I don't see why the Mariners wouldn't be like a formidable competitor there.
Well, I mean, they've won six straight series, and that's, I mean, you talk to any manager, he's got to win series, and they've come out here in six in a row. They haven't done that since 2001 when they won 114 games. Amazing season. They won 14 series in a row, and that's a mark that will stand for a while.
That was a crazy season.
116 wins is as good as you can get, but this group here, six series in a row, that's you couldn't ask for anything more. You're doing that, you're playing good baseball.
Okay, so there's a couple of guys offensively who are doing well. So the shortstop, Marte, let's talk a little bit about what his contribution is.
Ketel Marte has been great, not only offensively, but really defensively. It was a huge series in Oakland. He just came out of, really took a step forward. They knew he was a solid shortstop. There were some questions. A 22-year-old kid, and then they didn't need to see it for a full season. He's come out and really taken some big steps. And really saved a couple games for him in Oakland with his glove, and he's hitting pretty well now. He started off kind of slow, but he's a guy that switch hitter that can spray the ball around, and last 10 days or so, been hitting about 350 and starting to get that average up. Guy with some speed, and really a kind of a spark plug for that offense. So been good to see him step up. And you get Cano in the middle of that lineup doing what Cano does, and Nelson Cruz hit a ball yesterday about as far as I've ever seen a baseball hit, up into the upper deck in center field at Oakland, up into where the fans sit up there.
Wow.
You just don't see balls go up there, and Nelly put one up there yesterday, so we know what Cruz can do, and starting to get some of those other pieces together. So, yeah, it's not all there yet, but you can see why they're winning games.
And how is their depth? I mean, it just comes to, obviously they've already had a couple of injuries, but so much of it is just like having the depth to be able to replenish and not miss a step. And they seem to have some good reinforcements.
Well, they've got some interesting things going on. Dejo Lee, that we haven't mentioned, interesting character, 33-year-old guy from Korea, big slugger. Rookie, he's never played in the major leagues, and just kind of spotting with Adam Lind at first base in a platoon situation, and the guy goes up yesterday and hits two home runs. They're down 8-4. He gets a home run to get him back in it, and then puts a two-run shot to put him in the lead to win a game 9-8. And it's about as good as you can get for a guy that hasn't seen major league pitching much. And he's 32 at bats. He's got four homers already. He's just a big guy that can hit the ball a long way. So that's a weapon they haven't had before. A right-hander off the bench with some pop, and really the depth I think that you got to look at now is in the bullpen. They're really going to have to kind of shore things up there with Zick and Benoit out, and that'll probably be a real test for them going forward.
Okay, so tell me about, like, let's talk about a typical travel day in the life of a reporter. Yeah. So we're standing here, and we're going to get you some coffee right after this is over. What, last night you were covering a game and then you flew today?
Yeah,
and
I mean, nobody's going to buy the sob stories of a
baseball
beat writer.
Yeah, I think it's interesting for fans.
Well, you know, I mean, it's really just travel. It's just, you know, they played yesterday, you know, we got done, and I had some time last night a little bit, but a 6 a.m. flight out of Oakland, and so I was up about 3 o'clock to make the drive over to get to San Francisco Airport in time to get out of there, and luckily I had a direct flight, got into Houston about 12:45, and of course they didn't have a room ready for me, so
of course not.
So a couple hours in the lobby, and finally got in, took a quick shower, and headed over to the park, and here I am, you know, on about an hour and a half, 2 hours of sleep.
And you're ready to write about 2,500 words before tonight is over.
But you know what? You certainly can't complain. You know, it's watching baseball and writing for a living, and it's good stuff.
And it's better that your team is not like on some 12-game losing streak.
It helps. This winning series certainly makes storylines more interesting, and the guys are a little more happy to talk. It's fun to cover a team that's doing well.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Greg.
You got it. Awesome.
Thank you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.